it's easy to analyze because after the 10 minutes, Norwich changed the intensity of the match, and we didn't achieve this kind of intensity. They put more intensity, they play more strong. We concede easy chances for the Norwich in the first half, so it was the difference. So finally, in the second half, more or less, we try to come back again to the match. But I didn't like in terms of the attention, in terms of the focus, because they were more intensive than us.
How different do you think the Norwich side were tonight compared to when you played them before?
It's difficult to compare, because in the first half of the season we had the same necessities, and we had the same level of intensity, and now it's completely different. It's difficult to talk with the players that today they are going to play a final, because they know exactly that they are not going to play a final. The other team go to play a final, Norwich, but for us it's one more match. It shouldn't be like this, but sometimes when the teams the players are human beings, they got the objective. We lost a little bit the level, and I don't like this. Is not our ambition, but it's possible to happen.
So you think the occasion had a big part to play this evening?
I think it's a little bit resume the last 2 months is a little bit similar, because sometimes we are since the beginning of the match and sometimes not, and today is this kind of match that sometimes we go on the match, in the match, and down, and then we go out, and the mentality is not enough, and we make mistakes and don't take care about the little details. All these kind of things add, and finally, we become weak team.
How pleased were you for Odi Ighalo to get back on the score sheet tonight?
I say before the match, I smelled that he goes to recuperate to score goals, and finally he scored. I'm happy for him. He deserved. He soon won 1 goal more. But the most important is the collective, and the collective lost. If the team lost, we lost. Everyone lost.
Can it be tough, psychologically, mentally, then, to motivate the players, would you say?
It's the most difficult. We are building a team, and it's just the first year, the first 10 months. When you build a team, you build the style, the way you want to play, the mentality and everything. We need to reflect about the last 2 months, because in the last 2 months, when we had the feeling that the object is done, and we probably go a little bit down. And we need to reflect about this mentality, about what happened. But of course, we need to reflect. Everything was good during the season. We were really, really happy. But it's important in this moment when everything is done. It's important to reflect for the future.
How important is it to end on a high on Sunday? Are there things you've learned perhaps from these last couple of games that you'll take into that?
No, we need to. It's the last match. It's in Vicarage Road. The fans support the team during this amazing year, so it's this kind of a party for them, and we need to participate with intensive and good, in a good mood, and we try to play well and we try to win, because I think it's the final who deserve Watford for this year.
Well, it'll be a party for Sunderland as well, because they of course will now stay in the Premier League, so it should be quite a spicy game.
Yeah, they played really well. They are playing very well the last matches. They have a very good team, so it's important to assume all this kind of situation about how Sunderland is fighting until the last moment, how including having very good players. So it's important for us to reflect on everything. But Sunderland, of course, they will want to celebrate also. They're keeping the category, so we need to take care.